Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 42 with Amanda Peart, first broadcast on the nation's station Radio GH on Sunday the 12th of December 2021. Hello everyone, as we are getting nearer to Christmas, close enough to have a few Christmas tunes, but plenty of standard recordings too. In Peterborough we have just had our Christmas afternoon tea dance. A programme of 14 dances, 8 before and 6 after, a bring and share tea at 4:30. Two of the dances on the programme will feature today, as they don't have their own recording, and so fit well to Christmas music. The first is The Ambassador's Reel by Susie Mayer, which was devised as a farewell present from the RSCDS Vienna branch to John and Judith McGregor, as they left their appointments as British ambassadors to Vienna and Bratislava. The dance is included in the Vienna book, with the note, "This is a very fluid dance. Although conventional barring is used in the description, it should be taken only as an approximation of what happens at any given point in the dance. For the sake of convenience, couples should start and end each turn of the dance in the sidelines, facing each other." Oh, I just love that bit. The dance is simple enough on paper. Once dance down between the twos, cast up and dance half figure of eight around the twos. Once then dance down between the threes, cast up and dance half figure of eight round the threes to finish facing first corners. Turn first corner right hand, pass right shoulder, turn second corner right hand, pass right shoulder to second place, own sides. Six hands round and back. Jim Lindsay and his band will play for this 8x32 bar reel.
Thank you.
That was from Jim Lindsay's Christmas Party, not to be confused with any other Christmas party. With Here Comes Santa Claus, Let It Snow, Where Did My Snowman Go, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Jingle Bells. For our first jig, we go to Japan with The Rainbow of Saitama by Kaoru Hoshino, devised in 2010 for the Saitama 10th Anniversary Collection. The dance features two snake passes and finishes with a leg over circle. Circle for six steps, pull left shoulder back to pivot outwards and chase back. Ian MacPhail and his band recorded the CD From Scotland to Saitama. Ian MacPhail and his band played four of his own tunes for the Rainbow of Saitama: Kaoru Hoshino's Jig, Chrissy Leatham's Two-Step, Miss Moira Sinclair, and Norma's Tune. Now, when I was in Malhamdale with the Leeds branch, I was reminded by someone of Roy Goldring's dance, The Sands of Forvie, which she told me was written for her mother, Margaret Kendall. Margaret was a dancer, teacher, and artist, and loved Forvie in Aberdeenshire. The nature reserve has a vast area of continuously shifting sand dunes, beneath which lies a village buried in a sandstorm over 600 years ago. I'm sorry that I can't remember who Margaret Kendall's daughter is, but if she's listening, Muriel Johnston's band are going to play The Minister of Burrs, J. Scott Skinner, and Loch Gilped for you. By 32 Bar Strathbay was The Sands of Forvie by Roy Goldring. Our next reel is by Joyce Porteous, in Sheffield in 2015, but now living in Dundee, and celebrates the road sign on the border, Féilte Gu Alba, Welcome to Scotland. The dance is 40 bars, and as requested, Neil Barron included Scotland the Brave as the extra 8 bars after the lead tune, Brave Boris the Bold by John Brown. Those last 8 bars of the dance are double triangles, representing the saltire. ¶¶ the dance was Fealty Gu Alba. The CD was Sheffield Diamond Third Sheaf Collection, and Neil Barron and his Scottish Dance Band were playing. Christmas time again, and this time we will hear from Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band, who on this occasion were Gordon Howe on fiddle, Neil Call, second accordion, Isabel Hodgson, piano, John Sinton, double bass, David Bell on drums, and Alex Hodgson, bells and whistles. They are playing In Dulce Jubilo by Bach, Fairy Tale of New York by Jem Finer and Shane McGowan, The Snowman's Dance by Howard Blake, and Saviour's Day by Chris Eaton for a 4x40 jig. I recommend the Purple Heather Jig by John Bowie Dixon, a four-couple variation of the White Heather Jig, with threes and fours starting on opposite sides. From the Sunday Class Christmas CD by Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band. Available, of course, from my website shop, as are many others which I am using today. For our 8x Strass Bay, we are staying with Roy Goldring for Coolins of Sky, devised in 1977 with the lead tune Farewell to Crammond by Muriel Johnston. There are three distinct recordings by Bobby Crowe, Kenny Thompson, and this one by Alastair Hunter and the Lorne Scottish Dance Band, from the CD, The Etive Selection. The dance has an interesting beginning, which sees twos and threes changing places, so that for much of the dance, threes are in top place and twos in third place. A three-couple knot in the last eight bars returns everyone to a normal 2-1-3-4 progression. Thank you. That was Alistair Hunter and the Lawn Scottish Dance Band with Coolings of Sky. Now across to the other side of the world, to New Zealand, and the Whangarei book for Eddie West's dance Graham's Frolic, a five-couple square set 40-bar reel. The dance starts with a fairly standard circle while fifth couple set turn set face up, then four half right shoulder parallel reels of three, first up and down, then across, up and down, and across. The remaining 16 bars are the progression, set and half right hands across, repeated four times to move each couple on one place. The recommended recording to use is Lieutenant Shortland's reel from Strictly Scottish Volume 2 by Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band. Robert Whitehead played The Flowers of Edinburgh, Dunstanborough Castle by W. Miller, Jock Wilson of Fenton by Billy Anderson, and finished with his own tune, Great North Run 86. And that was the recommended recording for the dance Graham's Frolic. We're being very cosmopolitan today, and now off to Spain, via Bizet's opera Carmen and the French deviser Eleanor Latour. In Act 1 of Carmen, the heroine asks to meet her lover at a tavern by Seville's city walls, Les Remparts. The Darts was written in 2014 in Seville and published by the RSCDS in Book 50, Spring Fling, for which Scott Band, who presents Final Vault here on Radio GH, recorded the CD. Scott Band and his Scottish Dance Band played Scott's own tune, Sasha's Jig, Strawberries Galore by Donald Ridley, and The Family Pride and Patricia Ann Douglas, both by Lindsay Ross, for Eleanor Latour's dance, Les Remparts de Seville. The second dance today from our recent tea dance programme is The Last Set in the Hall, a three-couple strathspey by Trudy de Suster, which includes the best set in the hall movement. Well, it's pantomime season, so why not have a bit of It's Behind You? Jim Lindsay and his band will play All I Want for Christmas, Winter Wonderland, and The Christmas Song. So that was our last strathspey, and now we will have a party dance, Joe McDermid's Jig. Lots of recordings for this, but I've chosen Marian Anderson's from her St Bernard's Waltz CD, as that will give me a lead into our next dance. So take your partners for a quick romp. Anderson and her band were playing there from a relatively early CD, St. Bernard's Waltz, from 2005. Marion is a Lady of Duns, as is also the fiddler Judith Linton, and also Marion's mother, Grace Wilson. So this last dance, the Ladies of Duns, with an E on the end, old spelling, from RSCDS Book 26, is especially for you all. I've chosen not to use a proper recording for this, but the first track from the Sunday Class Christmas CD, which starts and ends with Santa Claus is Coming to Town, with six well-known Christmas tunes in between. The dance is very simple, as those in early books often were, and finishes with an opportunity for a birl. Sheila and Billy, I hadn't forgotten you. I hope you've enjoyed this gradual introduction to Christmas. Next week's promises to be more focused. And we are going to play out with a track called Snow on the Roof by Ian Holmes from a recording called Ian in Switzerland. My thanks as always to Derek and Ewan at Radio GH, especially for the bonanza of seasonal music which you have sent me. And thanks to you all for listening. See you next week. Bye!